You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, time for a trending report. Lots going on. Today's Juneteenth. Well, actually, take that back. Yesterday was Juneteenth, but it's being observed today by government offices. The post office will be closed today. Many banks will be. Not all, but I think many banks are. Stock exchange is closed for today as people celebrate the day when the last enslaved people in the state of Texas learned that they were free. That was June 19th, 1865.
That's right.
Took a while, don't you know, for word to travel back then. So that is why that is celebrated, and it became a federal holiday last year. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Look, if you don't know that by now.
Tonight, right? What time?
Tonight.
6 o'clock?
Puck drops. Downtown Denver is going to have the big watch party at the Tivoli Quad again. We would tell you you could pay $20 and go inside Ball Arena, but Jeremy informs us that has sold out.
Sold out. So it'll be packed there at Ball Arena again. That's fun.
Avs are going to win that one tonight. Huge congratulations to the Colorado Mammoth. Over the weekend, they won the National Lacrosse League Championship in the game in Buffalo. First championship since 2006. This was a great season for the Mammoth. And
it's really cool, actually.
Great postseason.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And, you know, on top of that, the Rockies had a great weekend. They swept all three games from San Diego out at Coors Field. So now they hit the road. They'll start a series tomorrow down in Miami. The dinosaur movie was number one again at the box office, Jeremy. The new Pixar movie about Buzz Lightyear has Disney all concerned now because it opened far below expectations.
It kind of flopped a little bit, like $53 million a flop, I guess. But it didn't
do
that
they were
great.
Expecting 70 something million.
Yeah, it didn't do that great. So straight to Disney Plus, it will go.
And Tom Cruise held strong at number three. Jeremy took his dad to see the Top Gun movie, and
it's
you
fun
gave
movie.
It two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. It's not a perfect movie. It's a little cheesy, a little predictable, but it is a fun movie, and I texted Dom and said the sound in it is incredible. So if you go see it, enjoy the surround sound, man, with all those jets.
Yeah.
Woo, it's fun. Good.
I figure 2 to 3 more weeks and then I can go see it.
All right. It'll be on streaming by then. You can just sit on your couch.
Nah, it'll still be in. Look, if it's still making 40 something million dollars, it'll be around.
Tom will keep
weeks.
It there.
Yeah. You know what? That's more true than funny.
Stay in the theater.
He will wield his muscle a little bit. He'll go all these theater managers say, you stop showing my movie? You stop showing my movie? Do you know how people need me right now?
We waited a long time for this movie.
People really need me in their life. The CDC gave the green light to start administering COVID vaccine to children under the age of 5. In Colorado, parents can now book appointments, and the first doses will be given starting this Wednesday. And on that note, we should point out that the CDC also has announced that during an 18-month period, it was like December of 2020 till May or whatever, more than 80 million doses of COVID vaccine were thrown out.
That's crazy. After all the hysteria and the push to get this out there, and you know, and then now we just have, it's just sitting there now.
You remember back, you know, early 2021 when it was this whole, you know, people fighting to be one of the first to be able to get it and everything?
Yes.
80 million doses just poured down the drain.
My second one, I had to drive to like 5 or 6 different locations to try to get my second one. I was like, gosh, now you can wander in them. They'll give you a 2 if you want.
There's a story going around about a guy in Wales, so we'll shoot across the pond to Wales. He had a $700 a month addiction to Pepsi Cola. 10 liters of Pepsi a day.
Think of that.
For 20 years.
10 of those big bottles lined up.
Yeah.
10 a day.
And the 2 liters, the 2 liters are pretty good size. That'd be 5 of those big suckers.
How are his kidneys still functioning?
I don't know. He was putting on weight. The doctors say that if you added it all up, the 220,000 cans of Pepsi that he had consumed had the equivalent of about 7 million sugar cubes. So
again,
he went on and he did a Zoom hypnosis, one session on Zoom with hypnosis, and he has not had a single Pepsi since. They said right after that session, he drank his first glass of water in 20 years.
His body was like, what is this?
Think about it. He'd gone 20 years without having a glass of water. And he has now also dropped 40 pounds since he kicked his
head. There's a picture of him on our Facebook page. He just looks a little off, you know, just a little glazed over. He looks a little sugary, like he could lick his skin and he'd be sweet.
You know what? And he's also maybe dancing around the poorhouse because they said over those 20 years, he dropped $170,000 on Pepsi.
Insane, man.
Pepsi ought to have him as a spokesperson.
No, that would be a bad idea.
And I'm not a dancer. I think I danced at Jeremy's wedding in 2006. That was the last time I danced.
One dance, yeah.
And I don't do it. And I don't even want to get into my reasons why. Obviously, I'm not a good dancer. But now, science! Researchers have decided that if you are not a good dancer, blame your parents. It is genetic and hereditary. What do you think about that? Same kind of principle applies when it comes to musical talent. So if you want to try to play rhythm guitar or the drums and you're not able to, I can't keep the beat.
Mm.
It's because you don't have the right genes. I went further in the story. They said one in every 10,000 people have pitch perfect or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Also genetic. That is inherited from your family.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. What else is trending?
Bob Salem is trending this morning. Old man Bob Salem. Getting ready to push a peanut up Pike's Peak with his nose.
He's gonna Starting where?
Well, hold on. He's going to embark on his Pike's Peak peanut push July 9th and intends to reach the summit on his hands and knees by July 17th. Now, this is a press release coming out from Manitou Springs. He's going to use a contraption taped to his nose. He's going to roll the peanut up a 13-mile-long trail called Bar Trail. Mm-hmm. And he's doing it because the Manitou Springs is turning 150 years old. So this is his little shtick to bring some recognition to this. Now, listen.
I would just hoist a pint and say cheers.
Right, cheers. This isn't the first time. In 1929, a Texan by the name of Bill Williams became the first to do this after making a $500 bet with his friend. He did it in 22 days. The record fell in 63 when a 21-year-old rock and roll musician named Ulysses Baxter, that's a great name, he did the push in just 8 days. Now, he did tape a giant wooden salad spoon to his face, I guess. And
seems like it's cheating.
And shoved it up.
That seems cheating.
It does, but again, this Bob Salem is doing a, quote, contraption taped to his nose. So
you shouldn't be able to do that. Then I think you're not pushing him with your nose.
It should be nose on peanut if you're going to go all out and do it.
You got to look like a bloodhound, man, down there with your nose.
Just get it. Get it. You need scrapes on that nose. The prior pusher's peanuts are located at the Manitou Springs Heritage Center Museum, so you can see some other peanuts from those guys that do it. There's boogers on it and blood, probably.
Now, I wouldn't mind trying to push a peanut down Pike's Peak.
Yeah, but up, that seems super difficult. And then you're on your hands and knees, and they're going to be all chafed. And anyway, he's going to be doing it starting the 9th if you want to go root him on. It'd be kind of a sight to see. We'll have to see if they're live streaming it.
No one accidentally stepped on that peanut crunch. Oh, no.
Or if he sneezes it and like goes off, where'd my peanut go?
But I will say one more time, for the record, yeah. I think you agree with me, putting a contraption on your nose or a spoon is not in the spirit.
Not in the spirit, no. Use your nose. Nose on nut is what we need. Amber Heard.
If I had a
That's a different event. Amber Heard is trending this morning. Stop it. Stop it now. She was spotted at a TJ Maxx in New York with her sister on Thursday. I know. Everyone's like, well, she's shopping there now because she owes $8 million to Johnny Depp. But according to this story, they said, to be fair, Amber has always shopped at TJ Maxx. She's the type who hates to overspend on clothing and household items. So like the Pepsi guy, maybe she needs a little endorsement with TJ Maxx to pay off Johnny.
Amber Heard is just like the rest of us.
She is. So anyway, there's a bunch of pictures of her floating around.
Except
doing
none
that.
Of us have taken a dump on a bed before. So
where'd you get these sheets? TJ Maxx. Faith Hill is all grossed out and mad that she's got to grow her armpit hair out for the TV series 1883 that she's on. She says she feels uncomfortable doing that. It grosses her out. Respect, though, to those who do love that and love the freedom The hairy armpits are not for Faith Hill, though. So that's trending this morning. Super exciting. Next time you go shopping, don't drink coffee. A new study found it makes you spend more money. Researchers offered 300 people a drink while they shopped, which was coffee, decaf coffee, or water. And about half of them chose the full-strength coffee. And by the end, the coffee drinkers had spent about 50% more money and purchased 30% more stuff.
I guess
they say that's a correlation with the caffeine, maybe. Makes you a little more energetic and more impulsive. So you buy those pants that you don't really need. I kind of feel like coffee makes you feel kind of fancy when you're shopping. You know, you're holding that cup and you're like, I spent $8 on this cup of coffee. I can afford these pants. I think that's my theory. Thank you very much. Dom doesn't have to worry about that. He doesn't drink coffee. Still buys really expensive pants, though. What's up with that? And another one for you, DT. A new strain of super gonorrhea is out.
Hey,
they call it super gonorrhea because it's resistant to antibiotics and hard to treat. I guess a couple people came down with it. They took the antibiotics, and it's still sticking around. One guy had unprotected relations with a worker in the sexual industry, it sounds like. So no wonder. He probably got like a heavy dose of it, you know? I mean, yeah. Do I want to say anything else about that? Like, if you're having with somebody in the industry like that, you're bound to get something that's resistant to antibiotics, you know?
I like the way when Jeremy did the story earlier, so he made sure that he said six times, I don't know what that
I honestly
like.
I don't even know
I've
what
never
it
had
is.
It. But you know, you like
don't.
Your over explanation that you've never.
Does that mean
had
I've had
diarrhea.
It?
No, it was just funny.
I just want to make sure
no one
everyone
has,
knows.
Would ever assume that you had had super gonorrhea. You didn't have. To,
I
like,
haven't even had the lightweight, regular strength gonorrhea.
I know you have.
I was just. I just said I don't even know what it is or what it would feel like or what the symptoms are. I don't even know.
Jeremy is such a germaphobe. That he not only wears one condom,
oh,
then he puts a full
God.
Body condom over himself as well. So he's completely covered. And he stays in the next room.
I'm finished. All right, let's do clickbait. Come on. Enough about that nonsense. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Nerf, you know, the toy company Nerf, they have a new mascot. His name is Murph, guess because it rhymes with Nerf. And it is made up of he or it. I don't know what it is. It's made up of many, many Nerf darts. So it looks like a human running around, but it's all Nerf darts. Got a jersey on and tennis shoes, and that's it. And Twitter saw it, and everybody on Twitter blew up, calling it nightmarish, terrifying, downright creepy. He wants to feast
sounds
on
like
your
wedding night, right?
Feast on your delicious human meat, nightmare fuel. It's really, really a creepy mascot, and it does jack with me because I do think I have that tryptophobia, that fear of things.
I thought that was circles, though.
But it is circles because it's the darts. It's the Nerf darts with little circles at the end of it.
And I didn't see circles. Really.
It's circles and things grouped closely together that kind of just it really like if you see a picture of a spider and it's got like 500 baby spiders on its back.
Yeah,
it makes me want to vomit. I can't look at it. It's really gross. Huh. I think that's
what
part
about
of
those like close up photos of us fly eyes.
It would be the same thing.
With
the multiple
the different lens things bunched, or whatever.
Yeah, you don't have that.
That makes you want to throw up.
Oh
too?
My gosh! I just thinking about it. Anyway, it's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. It gives me the jitters, man. It's the strangest thing. I can't be alone on that.
That is what's trending now. And one more time, just for the record.
Yeah.
Jeremy has never had gonorrhea.
Thank you.
Just in case any of you were wondering.
Might have to turn that into one of our little sweepers that plays.
For the record. Jeremy is clean. That was fun.
Good.